Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually thank God, essentially. Continually thank Him. Praise Him. Give Him that sacrifice of praise. Just had a brain freeze there. Winter is coming. I am like, it's beautiful up north right now. The fall is starting to turn, and I'm just, I'm back in a grateful and thankful place, and I continue to remain there. Even though there are things that I would like changed, even though there's things that I want God to do, once you really trust and have gone through those trials and tribulations that work with patience, patience experience, and experience hope, which is the expectation of future good, hope will never cause shame. That expectation will never cause shame. And even in the good days, He sets the days over and against each other that we find nothing past Him. There's going to be good days, because there's going to be bad days, but it's all to find Him. And all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to purpose. You know, even if you do something wrong or something wrong is happening, all things work together for good. God's going to work with you. We have a great God, and I'm just blessed this morning. I was reading a couple things, but I'm going to jump around just a little bit. If you go to Psalms chapter 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He feeds all of His creation," which I'm going to kind of go over today. He takes care of everything. He's going to take care of you. Pray to Him. He knows every hair on your head. Pray to Him. And ask Him prayers of specific need. God does not ask us, and He tells us not to pray in repetition. I think the Lord, like right before the quote-unquote Lord's Prayer, Christ Jesus' prayer, it says don't pray in repetition. You don't pray in repetition. You pray with personal need. You pray with supplication. You ask God for things that are going on, the little things, the big things in your life. You ask God for everything, and He wants to hear it as a son. Somebody that comes to the fellowship, always talks about right now, he's trying to renew and renovate and change his mind. And what he does is every time he has a thought that is negative, every time he has a thought that that's full of anxiety or full of anxiousness or fear, he prays and changes his mind immediately. And he's like, I'm praying like 30 times a day, 40 times a day. I didn't even know how negative I was. I didn't know how much I thought about things I shouldn't think about. But what he said was, is that he actually feels like God doesn't want to keep praying. It's like he's probably thinking, like, what are you thinking? It's the exact opposite. God loves you. And if you have a child, you want your child to tell you what's going on. God wants you to tell him what's going on in your life. And even though he knows, the fact that you know, I'm sure, blesses him. The fact that you can see, like, I got to change something and I have nowhere to go, blesses him, because you lean on your dad. You lean on your parents. You lean on God Almighty. That's what he's there for. Verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's the other thing. Like, we're righteous the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, but he does it for himself. He does it to show other people. He blesses and takes care of you to show others that, like, an example of what it is to be when you start to follow God. My faith has helped a lot of people. And it's helped me more. You know what I'm saying? You've been around somebody that has that light in their eyes. Or they just, you just know, you want to be around them. It's like, you just know they're filled with the love of God. They're filled with that Holy Spirit. You have the power from on high, and it's for God too. It's beautiful. I want to jump over to Romans and finish up with this, because I don't know. It's cool. It's cool the situation we're in. Romans 8, chapter 19. For the earnest expectation, or the anxious looking with an outstretched hand, of the creation waiteth for the unveiling of the sons of God. For the creation, and that's this whole creation, was made subject or submitted to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in the expectation of future good of hope. The same God that subjected or submitted the creation to the expectation of future good, having hope in Christ Jesus, is the same God that submitted this entire earth unto vanity. All of it is defying God. All of it. This whole life, everything in life, when people say, what's the meaning of life? It just blows my hair back. I mean, it's defying God. And this entire creation is waiting for the unveiling of the sons of God to be shown and to be made visible in real time when Christ comes back. You will be seen as who you are. We will be seen in that spiritual nature. And, you know, it's coming. And the whole creation waits. The whole creation is waiting. You got to put your trust in something. And it's not in riches. It's not going to go anywhere. Riches perish. Riches perish, man. It's about God. It's about finding God. It's about believing in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. And once you get in there, then it's about learning to love God and learning to go through the trials and the tribulations so that you get to the point where you hope. And God wants the best for you, to where you're not afraid in this life. That's, fear does not come from God. Fear does not come from God. And I am so blessed, and my family is so blessed, and we've all struggled so much to get to this point. I want that for you. And it starts with going to God on a continual basis in everything. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the misty.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today and for the things of today. I pray that you continually get the stump shop going again, that we can start selling more and more and more and more, so that there's no stress on that. I pray and thank you for the house, so we can get that thing painted and get this thing off the plate. And for all that situation with the cement and everything, that all that gets taken care of. Again, I lift up my arm, that it gets back to 100%, that you keep my neck in place so I'm not losing the strength in it. And I just thank you for the people that you put in my life. I pray for each and every moment. I ask that you open the doors and that you close the doors that need to be closed. And I thank you for that. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.